Let's go out in the shop real quick. You just need your safety glasses, that's all.
David Sweetman leads the 7 students in his general service technology class into the K-High Auto Shop.
Okay, now we're going to try to test it again. It says testing 770 CCA.
They're learning to do a battery load test.
Okay, what's it say?
Well, now, oh, right there. 12.26 volts. Good recharge.
After that, they move on to checking the brakes on a retired teacher's Subaru.
We are going to bring in a vehicle. We're going to literally change gears here. We need to do a write-up. We need to put it on a lift, get the wheels off. So let's get going like the well-oiled team that we are sometimes.
They open the shop door, and one of the students brings in the car, which they raise on a lift. Then they take the 2 front tires off.
There's not supposed to be squeaking, and when you're driving the car, you can hear like a small squeak going from the tires. And it's not supposed to be making that noise. So we're just trying to find out what the problem is.
They figure out right away that the brake pads on the car were worn out. It needs new rotors. Sweetman says his next, more advanced class will fix it.
We treat it like an actual shop. And work under the same kind of conditions that they would in industry, except a lot slower and a lot more forgiving. I have to check everything, so sometimes it takes 5 times longer for us to do a job.
Sweetman has been teaching at K-High for over a dozen years. It started when he was working for the University of Alaska Southeast. Part of his job was to help improve vocational education in Ketchikan.
We were very much concerned that there was not enough vocational opportunities, training opportunities in Ketchikan, that programs were being dropped, and so we decided to see if we could revive them.
They decided to bring back the auto technology program. They got everything lined up except the teacher.
So it turned out that there was nobody else that would do it, so I ended up teaching the program.
Sweetman was reluctant at first to head the program since he had been out of the auto service business for 20 years, but he fell into the teaching job and enjoyed it.
It's just fun. It's a fascinating field of study, and trying to figure out why a car doesn't do what it's supposed to be doing is it's kind of an adventure. And you have to be a really good Sherlock Holmes to find out what's the matter with the car.
Now, he's always been really wonderful, and everybody around here, they're like, well, ask Mr. Sweetman before you do whatever.
That was Nick Arteaga, one of many teachers at K-High who brings cars to the school auto shop for Sweetman and his students to take a look at. Because of all the practical experience students get in the auto classes,
we're kind of the first step a student might make that wants to get into an automotive career.
Some of Sweetman's former students work in auto businesses around Ketchikan.
I knew everything in there. I had an A+ in that class all the way through because it kind of came easy to me.
25-year-old Nick Galloway, for example.
I'm a mechanic. Oil changes, brakes, suspension. Right now I'm doing a vibration diagnosis.
Galloway took all of the auto technology classes he could when he was at K-High. After graduating, he went straight into the field, working at shops in Anchorage and Bellingham before coming back to Ketchikan. Now he works at Carlson Motors. Galloway says the training he got with Sweetman gave him the ability to jump into work right after graduating high school.
Well, it's really fulfilling to work with kids that don't know much about something and then see them start to master the technology and then use it on their own to solve problems. And you have somebody for 4 years, they start out not knowing a piston from a carburetor, and then they graduate, they're quite skilled in a lot of ways.
Some of Sweetman's current students want to go into auto service too.
Oh yeah, I plan on being a automotive mechanic, probably somewhere in Utah.
I'm interested in being a mechanic when I'm older.
That was junior Jacob Alvey and sophomore Joe Harris. They both want to continue taking auto technology classes next semester, but they won't be with Mr. Sweetman. Ketchikan High School is looking for someone to fill his steel-toed boots.
I'm pushing 70 in a couple years, and I think that's a long enough time to let somebody that's younger get into the field.
Sweetman's youngest daughter is graduating high school. He figured he would graduate with her.
So I'm a little nervous about it, but other people seem to retire and enjoy themselves, so I'm up for it.
For now,
I've got kids coming in a couple of minutes.
He's got students to teach and car brakes to repair. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.